Kirk Zink joins us now, head coach for HCV. What are you feeling right now? Congrats on the championship, too.
That was wild. You know, there were we knew there were four teams that were going to compete for a state title. Us, Kildare, Bowman were probably on paper the best teams, but rugby has been awesome forever, and we knew they were going to bounce back after regionals. It's been a long time since anybody's been to a state meet like that. You know, boys' side, it seems like Bowman has just throttled everybody. Newtown throttled everybody prior to that. Even going back on the girls' side, it seems like it was runaway last year with Bowman, runaway forever with rugby, and then we were prior to that. And it's been a long time since a handful of coaches were chasing kids all over a race, keeping track and seeing where everybody was at. And it was a blast. I've said all week that I think whatever team is second here, and whatever team is third here, I honest to God, and I've done this for a long time, I think that's the second best team and the third best team in the best runner-up in North Dakota Class B history. And it's wild how solid everybody was. You know, I know both Myla and Lily were probably a little frustrated with finishes, and rightfully so. I love the fact that they're competitors and they're mad when things don't go their way. But on the same token, I've seen a lot of kids over 20 years that aren't feeling it in a race and they tap out and, you know, hey, it's just not my day. The fact that they didn't is why we won a state title. You know, we talked about it this week. You know, Claire is best case scenario. She scores us 1 point. Worst case, she scores us 3 points. But it's your 3, 4, and 5 girls that, you know, best case they're 8. Worst case they're 40. That's where you win cross country state titles, and it worked out for us. But every team had that one kid or two kids or whatever that it wasn't their day, and then a handful of kids that it was. It was awesome. It was a blast. I love listening to everybody say, well, they haven't won a title since 18. Mm-hmm. My God, that's only 6 years. Their teams have never won one, you know. Yeah. But, no, it's a nice one to win. Couldn't be happier for Myla Calder and Eileen Garza, the two seniors that have driven this girls' culture for 6 years. And, it's a blast. Super excited for them.
Yeah, and a lot of young kids, like you're saying there, and that's going to be looking good for the future, too, for the Burrows.
It does, but I don't know if you paid attention. There were about Kildare and Bowman, and everybody had seventh graders. It was That's nuts. You know, I don't know if there's a sport where 75-pound seventh-grade kids can compete with varsities and like cross, you know, and it's the beauty of it. You got to recruit those kids. You got to get them out. You got to get them to buy into working that hard and running that kind of mileage. And it's not easy. Cross is not fun. You know, it's this part is the competitions and the overnighters and the bus trips and point A to point B. That's a lot of work. And you got to get kids to buy into that and enjoy that. And they're weird for enjoying it, but man, they do.
Sounds good. Thanks, Kurt, and congrats again.
Sounds good. Thanks a bunch.
Yep, you bet. That's Kirk Zink, head coach for Hillsborough Central Valley.